that Manti Te'o thinks are still real. Harry Potter, that babies are delivered by a stork, the Mayan apocalypse, and the boogeyman. This has been Things That Manti Te'o Thinks Are Still Real.
Well, hey, hi, good morning. It's a little before six, but I figure there's a lot to get to today, so we'll just start a couple minutes early.
Okay, sounds good to me.
Yeah, boy, kind of a big news day yesterday. Just when you thought there couldn't be a bigger one, I was watching, for the first time in my life, I actually watched CNN for quite a while last
Weird.
Night.
Okay.
Well.
Oh, I know why.
I wanted to see what all the hullabaloo about Piers Morgan's craziness was.
Mm-hmm.
Really, really funny.
Okay.
It was, I laughed
really?
A lot.
All right.
Yeah. He made me laugh. I don't know if it was supposed to be funny, but I thought it was funny.
Nice.
Anyway, get to that later.
Okay.
Yeah, so then I start after Piers Morgan is Anderson Cooper. And Anderson Cooper is doing all the same thing. Obama gun proposals, blah, 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 blah. But he kept teasing the story about Manti Te'o.
Okay.
The guy, the stud linebacker from
Football
Notre
player.
Dame.
Yeah, okay.
You know, played in the national championship game, runner-up in the Heisman. And the weirdest story... I mean, he was like the biggest, one of the two biggest stories in college football this year, which I know you don't follow.
And, I don't, no.
And some of our listeners don't follow at all. And I don't really follow college football that closely. I only know the big, big stuff.
Right.
The only things I heard about that I could tell you anything about with college football were Manti Te'o, Johnny Manziel from Texas A&M, the guy who won the Heisman.
Oh, okay.
And Alabama was really good. That's all I know about college football. I don't follow it very closely.
I got Alabama was really good. That's the only thing.
That's
I
the
knew.
Only thing you knew.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, I'm only a couple things ahead of you. But anyway, so here is basically the deal. This is such a weird story. The story that had been told time and time again throughout the season was that his grandmother had passed away. And then like 6 hours later in September, his girlfriend passed away.
Okay.
She had been in a car accident and then diagnosed with leukemia. And it was just this incredibly tragic. They even did one of those super, you know, sad piano Tom Rinaldi stories on ESPN where it was a really slow voiceover. And I wrote really sad, dramatic words to go along with the story. It was sad. He was a football player. And two people died. Well, now, apparently only one of them actually did, because the other didn't even exist.
What?
This girlfriend's name was Lene Kakua. Allegedly, they had met after a USC-Notre Dame game. Or no, Stanford-USC game. Or Stanford-Notre Dame game.
So they actually met.
No, that was allegedly the story. And that's why this is so confusing, because he had said, oh, we met here and there. And now, after Deadspin.com... did this massive investigative report on it and discovered that she never existed. They started digging into everything. Well, they found, yes, his grandmother died. There was a record of it. There was never a record of this Lene Kakua. Now, obviously, Manti had some explaining to do, especially since, you know, he can't really duck out of the public eye. He's getting ready for the NFL draft here in
right,
a couple of months.
Right.
He later, yesterday, released a statement admitting that he was duped and that someone had played a sick joke on him. He said, quote, this is incredibly embarrassing to talk about, but over an extended period of time, I developed an emotional relationship with a woman I met online. We maintained what I thought to be an authentic relationship by communicating frequently online and on the phone, and I grew to care deeply about her. To realize that I was the victim of what was apparently someone's sick joke and constant lies was and is painful and humiliating. I hope that people can understand how trying and confusing this whole experience has been. Now, Notre Dame is backing him up. Notre Dame is probably the most recognizable university in the country.
He probably has emails
and
from
probably
her.
The most recognizable college football team in the country.
Right. And he probably has emails and stuff from her and text messages.
Yeah.
And
if Notre Dame thought this was a bunch of crap, like he was just making all this up, I don't think they would stand behind him.
Yeah, I doubt it.
So, anyway.
That brings up such an interesting question about people being attached, like over via internet, like how they could fall in love that way.
Yeah. Which, I mean, we're probably in the middle range of that age where, you know, someone who's probably 10 years older than us or more mm-hmm. would probably be like, you've never met them in person? Are you kidding me?
Right.
You are in love with someone you never met in person. Really? Okay. Like, the internet got big, like, right after we graduated high school.
Right, exactly.
So we would have been in our early 20s, same age as Manti Te'o.
Yeah.
You know, there was chat, there was email, you know. There wasn't Skype, YouTube, or, you know, Facebook or anything like that. But, you know, someone around our age, I could see buying into this.
Well, because we were...
Someone much younger, I can see really going for
it. Oh, yeah, because they're more into the internet world. I mean, they've always known it, where we've only known it like half our life.
Yeah.
You know, and I can understand with the online dating and that kind of stuff. I could see where somebody could get attached and grow some sort of connection about falling in love without meeting them. I don't know about that. I'd have a hard time believing that, but I suppose some people can.
Someone who is desperately in need of
attention and love.
And it could definitely. So,
I mean, I'd have to meet that person, you know, after a certain amount of time of talking, I'd be like, we got to spend some time together.
Deadspin also seems to believe that the hoax was run by some guy named Ronaya Tuiasosopo because he's the only link between the real girl in Lene's photos and Manti. Manti and Ronaya are friends, or so their Twitter correspondence would suggest.
Really?
So it basically all boils down to, was Manti Te'o really stupid enough to have maintained a relationship with a girlfriend, you know, like the one you had at summer camp that you actually had?
Right.
Or, yeah, I have, like, Napoleon Dynamite. Yeah, my girlfriend's coming in. She lives in California or whatever it was.
Yeah, I remember.
But then was his brother or cousin, or was his name Kip? What was the other guy? The other guy with the glasses.
Not
Pedro.
Because his vote for Pedro.
Yeah.
I don't remember. I mean,
but then
so
that girl did actually
that
show up that he was talking to online.
It's so weird.
Anyway, so.
But I guess I can understand though somebody actually pulling a scam on him. I think.
Oh
that,
yeah, a high profile athlete.
Yeah, it's very possible. It's very. I mean.
It's plausible.
Awful. Plausible. It's awful.
I'm not really going to rush to judgment.
No, I mean, I personally don't think I could fall in love with somebody without actually meeting them, but I could see how you could build a connection and, you know, emotion.
Yeah. And, you know,
through that.
Even with the national stories, I always have a gut feeling about how a story is going to go, even though we don't know it.
Mm-hmm.
My gut tells me right now, yeah, he was just stupid and fell for it.
I think that he grew a connection. I think there was correspondence.
And that there were... Because part of it is some of the things he said in this interview with ESPN. Listen to this.
Possibly the most beautiful girl I've ever met. Not because of her physical beauty, but the beauty of her character and who she is. She is just that person that I turn to. And even though she was fighting leukemia and, you know, fighting various things, she always found time to serve someone else. And her whole thing was not about herself. And that's why we were so close.
Now, I'm wondering if some of these details he embellished a little bit because he didn't want people to know that, oh, I'd never actually met her in person.
That happens a lot with online dating.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I met her at...
I met her at church.
Yeah, really good girl. We went to a church I visited one time, and mm-hmm. I met her there, and yeah. I mean, that's not what he's saying, but
right.
I'm just making up an excuse. Yeah, I met her at at the bar one night.
Lots of people are very embarrassed by saying they met him online.
Yeah.
I talk about it on the radio, I have no problem
with
that.
I don't think people are that embarrassed about it anymore.
There still are some.
But some are. And they're probably are in the neighborhood of our age or older.
Mm-hmm.
But I think like the... Oh, crap. Now I forgot what I was
going to
say.
Maintaining.
Oh, yeah. The maintaining a relationship with someone you've never met would be incredibly embarrassing for a stud athlete to talk about.
Right. Oh, agreed.
So.
Yeah.
I get why he would make stuff up, but anyway, I don't know. It's
I think he probably just met or made up the stuff before he met her.
Yeah. Anyway, that's a fascinating story. The other big story from yesterday, we'll get to that a little later. There was some funny stuff I saw. There's some stupid stuff I saw, and there was some really stupid stuff I saw yesterday. It was kind of, I don't know, it was kind of entertaining. I didn't look at it as a, I wasn't looking at the whole thing as a, you know, a pro-gun guy who was like, okay, what are they going to take away?
Right.
I was more so watching it with, you know, what ridiculousness will I see following the big press conference?
Oh, yeah.
That's more what I was kind of watching for.
There's a lot of things on Facebook that were popping up about gun stuff. Oh, yeah. It has been lately, but yesterday a little bit more.
I had an email forwarded to me that was talking about big-time ridiculousness weeks ago.
Oh, yeah.
And I've gotten several emails and text messages wondering, hey, when are you going to do a call-in topic about the gun control stuff? I didn't want to do it for two reasons right away anyway. Because one, we didn't know anything.
Yeah, nothing had been proposed.
Nothing had actually happened.
Yeah.
Nothing had actually been proposed. Everything was hearsay and propaganda.
Mm-hmm.
The other reason was because there was nothing and because it's also a subject very near and dear to us.
Yes.
I didn't want to blow about it for a month and a half or however long it was going to be. As right. It turned out, it was only about a month. But anyway, yeah, some of it is ridiculous. Some of it is, okay. Yeah. Anyway, we'll get to that in about a half hour. News is next. Hang on.
Morning, sunshine. Good morning.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. Morning. It is 6:21. We're going to top out today at 32. And Mel, the internet quote of the day is...
I see that you're very close-minded. Could you please try to be more close-mouthed?
Oh, that was...
You don't like that one?
Mm,
I thought it was good.
It was okay. It was right. A little...
I can find a different one.
It was just...
I found it like 3 days ago.
It was very average.
Wow.
It was just average.
You should be more close-mouthed.
Well, don't be so good at finding internet quotes of the day, and I won't be so judgmental. You know, if you raise the bar, you got to try to stay up by the bar.
Well, they can't always be home runs.
No, but you could still get a base hit. That was just a walk.
That wasn't a base hit?
That was a walk with a pitcher with no control.
Oh, man. Ouch.
That was a Nick Blackburn walk.
Really? Like, it was that bad?
Okay, Twins fan.
No, but it was that bad?
Oh, you do know what I'm talking about. Okay. Yeah, it was pretty close. It was not a Carl Pavano walk, that's for sure.
I didn't think it was that bad.
It was not Pavano quality walk. It was more of a Blackburn walk. Anyway.
The Hot Morning Show. Hot 104.7.
People who know nothing about baseball or the Twins are just like, huh?
I think you're ready for baseball.
I am. Anyway, today is January 17th, and it is the greatest day I have ever known, but it is not because Connor Cruz is 18 today. He was in the Red Dawn remake that just came out here a couple months ago. Calvin Harris is 28 today. Dwayne Wade, not so young NBA superstar. He's 31 today. Ray J is 32 today. Yeah. He's, of course, a singer. And
Kim Kardashian.
Movie star.
Mm-hmm.
So to speak.
I guess. Home movie star.
Zooey Deschanel, the new girl. Is 33 today.
Love her.
I also didn't realize that she was in, she was the sister in Almost Famous.
Oh, yes, she was.
Yeah, and she was also, she was an elf, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, I had no idea. Let's see, Freddie Rodriguez is 38. Kid Rock is 42 today.
He's going to be in Sioux Falls.
Yeah, when is that?
Can't remember. March, I think.
Okay. Let's see here. Michelle Obama, 49 today. Hottest first lady ever? It's either her or Jackie O.
Jackie O.
Jackie Kennedy.
Jackie. Jackie. What?
I'm not talking about Camelot made up fashion-y hotness. I'm just talking about pure animal hotness.
Jackie.
I gotta call it a draw.
Uh-uh.
Hey, Michelle's wearing a slightly shorter skirts than Jackie ever did back in the day. Just totally disagree
with this.
Jim Carrey's 51 today. A lot of big names with birthdays. Wow. Steve Harvey, 56. Muhammad Ali, 71 today. And Mr. You Are Not the Father, Maury Povich, is 74 today. Al Capone was born this day, 1899. Ben Franklin, born this day, 1706. He was kind of a smart guy. I saw a show about him on Modern Marvels on History Channel about Ben Franklin Tech.
Hmm.
He invented a lot of stuff.
Interesting.
Neat guy. 1871, the cable car was patented. 1893, the white... I was skipping that one. 1971, the Baltimore Colts beat the Dallas Cowboys 16-13 in Super Bowl V. Tickets this year will start at $2,150. That's $2,150.
Yes, not $21.
But today is the greatest day I have ever known. And I had to call it a draw.
It's hard.
I couldn't choose between the two. One reason is because it is James Earl Jones' 82nd birthday.
I am your father.
The voice of Darth Vader.
Totally understandable.
And Betty White is 91.
Well, I'm going to do my best to nail him.
I love her!
I couldn't pick between the two, so they're both the reason why today, January 17th, is... Dirt!
I have a new internet quote of the day. Can I have a new one?
Okay.
The best part about being a procrastinator, you'll always have something due tomorrow. To do tomorrow. Not better?
It is better. I'm not sure if I'm not totally loving it because of the unprepared delivery.
Oh, I know my delivery was unprepared.
No. Because usually you've kind of like rehearsed it in your head and you know how to
Well, because I just found it.
Yeah. Okay. What's coming up in the dirt?
Okay. Lindsay Lohan is paying her bills. I'll tell you how coming up in the dirt.
New This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 6:40. We're going to top out at 32 today, 17 right now. And it's a big, huge scandal, outrage, that's been flying around the internet. Apparently, someone has been pulling out a tape measure on subs from Subway's footlongs and realizing that they are only 11 inches.
Where's the bum, bum, bum?
Not a full 12-inch foot long.
How is that possible?
I don't know. I guess they look like they were about a foot long to me.
Yeah, and who has the time for that?
I know. Who brings a tape measure to a restaurant?
Maybe it was somebody that was already wearing one.
Maybe it was an investigative reporter who decided they were going to get to the bottom of this. One of these reporters who can't think of anything actually interesting to do, and so I'm going to bring a tape measure to a restaurant and find out if their footlong's a foot long. That's hard-hitting reporting.
It is.
I don't...
Such scandal.
I don't think it was a reporter, though. It just sounds like it was just some guy. I started putting it on Facebook. So far, no response from Subway, but I don't really care. It's not a big deal to me if they're only 11 inches.
It doesn't matter.
No, because it's just going to be a little more bread.
Less carbs for me to eat.
That's right. It's lower calorie.
Yeah.
It's 1 inch less bread.
Yeah. So this is a good thing.
Sure.
I don't know. I don't know what to say about this.
I don't either.
I
didn't plan on spending a lot of time on it anyway.
The only thing
I
can say is that how many different ones did he measure? Because the bread could break, bake differently.
Well, people are actually posting their photos online.
Oh, they
with tape measures, and yeah. So,
okay.
I mean, maybe the pan is 12 inches, but the pan forming the bread,
mm-hmm.
If the pan's 12 inches, well, there's going to be a little bit of loss because of the shaping of the pan.
Maybe, yeah.
So, I don't know. I really don't think it's that big a deal, but it's kind of amusing that people are like, look, it's only 11 inches. So what?
They have to have something to complain about.
Yeah.
I think that's what that's all about.
Probably. Anyway. So, okay, yesterday, the big to-do, it was really fun watching CNN last night. Have you ever watched Piers Morgan's show?
I don't think so. I don't really think there would be a reason for me to.
Well, there was last night because I was watching CNN yesterday during the big news conference with the president and the outlaying of the gun control stuff. And they kept running these promos saying, Piers Morgan tonight, blah, blah, blah. Did it go far enough?
And he's the one that's like really anti-gun, right?
Big time.
And then everybody wants to deport him?
He's British. Yeah, he's British. Okay. And yeah.
Just making sure I had the right guy. Okay.
So basically, I don't think he even does his, you know, maybe he does actually believe the things he's saying, but a lot of things on TV, you got to realize, are done to stir the pot.
Definitely.
And for entertainment purposes. So they get these two women on there who are last night that were pretty extreme in their gun rights agenda. You know, he asked them if they thought they needed to have a tank, and they did not rule that out.
If I could have a tank, I totally would.
Yeah, but I'm okay with not being able to have one.
Right, but if I could have one, I would.
Well, and you probably can have a tank. You just can't have a giant cannon on it.
It would probably take a while to get to work.
Gas mileage has got to be horrible.
Right?
Yeah. But anyway, so he gets basically people on a ridiculous extreme that he knows most people will kind of go, whack job.
Mm-hmm.
You know. And then the other funny thing that he does is he doesn't let them talk.
Okay.
So they
kind of like you?
No.
Sorry.
No.
I'm sorry.
I shut your microphone off when you won't stop talking.
Whatever.
But no, they'll start to say their point, and then in the middle of their point, he'll ask a new question. It's so funny.
That would make me want to punch him in the face.
That was the part that made me laugh. Was it, he wouldn't let them finish saying what they were saying. And then change the subject to a different question. Not change the subject, really, but he would just ask a new question. And then he would just start going, answer the question! I asked you a question! Answer the question! And then the lady's like, you didn't let me finish answering the last one. You know? It was terribly funny. I found it very amusing. But anyway. And the other thing that was funny is, like, you know, sure, they'll bring on someone to interview, but it seemed like the ones that I saw, not all of them, but the ones that I saw yesterday, they were, every single interview CNN brought on yesterday was someone who was extreme, that they could kind of somehow belittle in what they were saying. Like, there was a congressman from Texas, a state congressman,
right,
who was on yesterday, and there were Wolf Blitzers talking to him, and he's saying that this congressman said that he has introduced legislation to basically ignore any federal laws further limiting gun control. And so, which doesn't sound like it's even legal to me, but anyway, you can introduce anything you want to.
I suppose, yeah.
And he says, we'll do anything in our power to stop any further restrictions. And then Wolf Blitzer can't help himself. He completely jumps the shark and goes, so does that mean you would secede from the union?
What's all this seceding talk,
know,
anyway?
And he goes... No, that's not what I mean. That's not what I mean at all. And yeah,
I'd like to see them actually interview somebody average, like, you know, just your normal gun
owner. Here was the part that made it extreme. He was not in favor of a single thing the president laid out yesterday.
Okay.
I'm sure he hadn't read everything, but he wasn't in favor of anything. Then they had a sheriff from, I can't remember what state it was. There was a YouTube video of him saying that he would not enforce anything that the president ordered.
Mm-hmm.
And so this gal gets him on CNN and says, you're not going to enforce any laws that get passed for gun control? He's like, I'll enforce any law handed down. That's my job. I'm a sheriff. I never said I wouldn't do that. I would not enforce things that were done by executive order, but I didn't say an oath to President Obama's executive orders.
Right.
I made an oath to the Constitution and the laws of the land. And then it was just kind of like, All right, well, this interview flopped. We shouldn't have had him on. Let's move on to the guy who was going to refute what he said. And
he wasn't extreme enough.
No. He turned out to be too reasonable, so they bagged the interview early. It was. I just found it terribly funny that that's how it was going. But anyway, so we'll get into this a little more later, but there's just make sure you're actually finding out actual information and don't believe talking heads.
Well, and the other thing to keep in mind is don't believe everything you read on Facebook.
Yeah.
The little Photoshop made things that everybody shares and stuff like that. Don't necessarily believe that.
There was actually one I saw yesterday that was actually...
Was it real?
It was, I don't know.
Accurate?
Well, the story behind it, I don't know if it was real.
Oh, okay.
It showed a picture of Adolf Hitler with children around him.
Oh, I think I saw that
And
too.
It said, yeah, when Hitler got rid of guns, he had kids out there too. Okay, now we're going a little far.
Yeah.
I'm pro-gun, but that's ridiculous.
There's all kinds of different comparisons and stuff like that you're seeing.
And then
I think that you should actually read.
And some of the media stuff was going off about the NRA ad that was saying the president's children are guarded by armed guards and blah, blah, blah. And I thought that ad was a little ridiculous, too. You know,
there was some,
it's the
some
president's
truth to that.
Children. She's a they're targets.
Right. I know. But I'm just saying there was some truth to that one.
Well, yeah, they're armed by armed guards. Hey. The security issues for the president's children are a little different than yours and mine.
I suppose.
He's the leader of the free world.
Right, but I'd still want to protect
kids,
my children as much as he would want to protect
I know.
His.
Okay, then hire agents to walk around
with
them.
Awesome.
Yeah.
If I could afford it, I would.
Yeah, and it would be a little unnecessary. Anyway, we got to move on. Hot 104.7, Andy and Mal, 658, up to 32 today at 17 right now. Yeah, people are a little fired up about Subway.
I know,
only
right?
11 inches.
I know. Feeling like they're getting ripped off.
361-555-7, email or text anytime. Hot 104.7 AM at hot1047.com. Joseph's on the phone. What's up, Joseph?
Good. How's beautiful Mal doing?
I'm good, thank you.
Who's that?
Say
hey.
That
I'm kidding.
The whole Subway thing, you know, I read a post from a friend last night on Facebook. She said the reason women can't parallel park because they've been lied to their whole life about what 8 inches is.
I've used that saying before.
That's a good one.
Love it.
That is a good one, Joseph.
All right.
Thank you for the call.
Bye.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
I'd heard that one before.
I wish I would have thought of it earlier.
Yeah. 6:59, Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7.com.